the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Shoddy Radio. This podcast is brought to you in part by P90X, Audible.com, and the Man Great. This particular episode could very easily be construed as misogynistic. However, it is intended to be satirical, not cynical. Sexy, not sexist. So, with that in mind, enjoy the show. Oh, one more thing. We genuinely do think of women only as objects. Okay, now enjoy the show.
Producer Lyle got Chris and I an opportunity to pitch a 1 minute short at Nickelodeon, and eventually probably maybe even pitch a real cartoon, but we don't know what it's about yet. That's the problem.
So who's going to animate it?
Well, we don't have to animate it yet. We just have to storyboard it and come up with the idea. So storyboarding is just drawing it out. Like,
so how did you get the opportunity to pitch that?
Lyle works at Nickelodeon.
Does he?
Producer Lyle, yeah.
I feel like I should know that.
Well, you do know it now. So anyway, you want to hear some of our pitch ideas?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be for 6 to 12-year-old kids. And they're supposed to be more character-based. And they're supposed to be accessible, I guess, interesting to both boys and girls. Did you email them to me, Chris?
Not yet, but I think the one that we liked the best was... We didn't even come up with a name with it, but it's about a kangaroo delivery man who's never allowed to hop.
Yeah, but he's a championship Olympic hopper. But he's not allowed to hop.
Because he has to carry expensive china and glassware from their number one client, Madam Stuffy Britches.
And she always needs it there by 2:15 in the afternoon for supper.
And he's always tempted to hop because he's really good at it. And there's always opportunities to hop, like quicksand and swamps and cliffs and bridges are out.
And lots of trampolines.
And trampolines.
Oh, and he keeps walking by hopscotch games and puddles. And
so it's a lot of, you can imagine the dramatic tension.
What was the lady's name again?
Madam Stuffy Britches.
I like that.
We had an idea for a duck doctor. He's the first... duck to ever graduate college with a doctorate, and his name is Dr. Quack.
His specialty is cosmetic surgery.
Yeah,
he takes human penises and makes them crooked like a duck dick.
I remember we had a couple other ones. None of them were great yet,
except for those two.
What was the other one?
It doesn't make a difference.
But I was thinking we could call my dad and see if he had some ideas for cartoons.
Let's do it.
Usually anything with your dad turns out pretty good.
Oh, we'll try that real quick.
Hello?
Freak.
All right, what's up?
How you doing, Dad?
Game's getting ready to go.
Which game?
Last one four game, ain't it?
Yeah, it's the championship game, right?
Yeah.
So, why? Turn it down for a sec.
They're just getting started, what?
I don't think they're just getting started. I'm pretty sure it's about halftime right now, right? Ben, you want to give us... I don't think it's just getting started. It's about halftime right now, isn't it?
It's barely getting started.
Ben, why don't you give me a score real quick?
You get to see most of it.
Okay, let's see here.
There's Jay Gumbel right now. You know, at the beginning of it.
It's a 41-27 Kentucky at the half.
So it's halftime, Dad.
Really? Well, I haven't even seen it. From my TV, it's just starting.
No.
Don't give it away.
That's insane. You're wrong.
The second half might
be
just
starting. The second half is just getting started. You've been watching it. I called you and told you it was on.
Okay. I guess I've been unconscious.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, will you turn...
Hey, guess who's on? Right now. He's talking about basketball.
Okay. Magic Johnson.
No, I was going to tell you. And yet he's not a basketball star or anything like that, but he's a very, very important person.
I'm going to guess Barack Obama.
I gave it away. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you got it.
Turn it down a little, Dad.
You gave it away because I could hear your TV like it's in my head.
I can't turn it down because my TV's button doesn't work and I don't have the little...
a remote?
Remote to turn the thing down.
How come you don't have the...
And it's the button's broke off on the TV set.
So what happened to the remote?
Huh?
What happened to the remote?
I wish I knew. I'd be using it. It'll turn up.
So, by the way, you're supposed to be cleaning your house to move down here. How's that coming?
Slow. It should be going fast. I should be done. I should be there.
Yeah.
He's moving to L.A.?
Yeah, he's moving to L.A. Gonna be
like to live?
He's going to live down here.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Where are you moving?
I'm out of here. I get to go down there where it's warm.
He's moving in with me.
Really?
Yep.
You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
First time you found out? All right. Yeah. Man, I've been like for days stuttering around here trying to get my act together. I should have been gone. I should have been down there.
The coolest thing about living with Danny is his TVs have remotes.
Hey, so Dad, me and Chris are, we're going to be trying to work on an idea for a cartoon.
All right.
So what do you think a good idea for a cartoon is?
A bicycle messenger.
All right.
No. A cartoon.
Just off the top of your head, you got to go quick. You have 10 seconds. Ready, go.
Okay. Three blind mice.
I think that's been done. It has to be an original cartoon. Ready, go.
That's original. Nobody ever thought of that.
Yeah, what cartoon would you... What's a cartoon you would want to watch? What would it be about?
Okay,
Can you turn your TV up?
No, I can't. I can't turn it up or down unless I have the remote.
Can you turn it off?
Yeah, how about off? He's not going to answer. He's just going to go turn it off, I'm pretty sure.
See, they just said second half coming up.
You were right. I guess I'll have to eat my words.
Here I was. It was sitting there in front of me, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah. So ready, go. Cartoons.
A cartoon. Good deal. A good idea for a cartoon. How about a brand new one of them kind of cars, you know?
Which
a
one?
Brand new electric car that doesn't pollute.
Okay.
And it's adventures.
And does it talk?
Yeah, can it talk?
Yeah.
All right.
And people are, you know, some other cars are jealous and want to knock it off the road. And it's adventures.
I like this. And it talks, though, you said, right?
Yeah.
Like
talking car, and all the other cars can talk.
What should it name?
They're trying to knock it off. They don't like it. It's the new kid on the block, and it's a big deal, you know. Hey, doesn't pollute the universe, and it's just a spaz and all that.
What would its name be?
It's kind of hard to do.
Right.
I don't usually guess, but...
What would its name be?
Hell. Just like the ship, remember in remember Hal?
I think so.
The ship in
what's it from?
The ship in
2001, right?
Yeah, 2001. Exactly. Very good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So Hal.
So you could name the new
and it could talk like Hal too. Its name is Hal. It's
exactly.
It's an electric car, and it talks like Hal.
Yeah, right.
So does it have a driver, but it talks to the driver, kind of like how Hal used to talk to the people on Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
All right. This is good so far. Chris, you're writing this down, right?
It's in my head.
Okay. So what else? What are some of the other characters in the cartoon?
Well, the people, the commander of the ship, of course, and then the pilot. Kind of, in a way, it's kind of reminded me of Star Trek. Now my idea.
Is it a ship now, or is it still a car?
Yeah, I thought it was a car, not a ship.
It's still a car, but that reminds me of Star Trek. Now that I look at it,
this is the future when all cars have captains.
Right. So, okay, so there's a commander of the car commander. And Hal himself. What's his enemy's name? Like the main car that
the
he does.
Enemy?
Yeah, you know, like he has one enemy that's another car that he doesn't like.
Oh, yeah. Not,
you know, there's another car that's always trying to knock him off the road. What's that? What kind of car would that be, you think?
Okay, that would be. Would have to be a hot machine, right? Oh,
yeah.
What do you think? You know, that you gotta know. Duh, that would have to be I can't think of that name. The name of the hot machine. Oh, Spider. How about a Spider?
Oh, there you go. That was a good pull. I did not think you were...
Spiders are really good.
Yeah.
Hot machines, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. And then what's the name? That's the type of car. What's the guy's name, though? The commander of that... car.
The Spider?
Yeah, what's his commander's name?
Okay, how about Eight?
Eight?
He has, eight legs, arms, and all that. Just call him Eight.
There you go. How about Crazy Eight?
Yeah, Crazy Eight. That's even better.
There you go.
Very good.
That's good so far. And we could probably get like sponsorship from electric car companies on board.
Definitely.
You know, I can't imagine they definitely would be interested. They want to promote their product.
Yeah, keep thinking on this. Hopefully, I'll sleep on it. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'll be enlightened, and I'll call y'all up and say, "Yeah, look at this! I woke up with this wonderful dream."
There you go.
Well,
you sound like you're really tired right now. Have you been up a while?
Alan, Crazy Eight.
Yeah, have you been up a while?
Are you kidding me? I've hardly slept for days. You know that.
Because you're working on getting your house cleaned out so you can come down here.
Trying to, but I'm not doing a great job. I'm kind of manic.
All right, well, I'll let you go, Dad. Why don't you watch the end of the game or the first half of the game, according to you? And the beginning of the game.
I was sitting here and it was right in front of me.
And then get some sleep. You sound really tired.
I must be, if I didn't even know that I'd been watching the first half of the game.
All right, Dad, I love you.
It was right in front of my nose. No, but I was eating too.
Oh, okay.
That's my priority anyway. I love you. Bye.
All right. Bye, Dad.
Okay.
Dad's going to be really disappointed when they don't come back from halftime.
Your dad was in rare form tonight.
Yeah, he's really tired tonight. I can tell. He's been really stressed out because I told him he could move down here as soon as he gets rid of everything. He's only allowed to bring his clothes down here and like a couple pictures and stuff.
Your dad's kind of like if you had like a 6-year-old who lived alone and you told him like, if you clean your room, you can come live with me. And it's like his reasoning is the same.
Yeah, he really struggles. So I have to like walk him item by item to get him to take the stuff out of his house.
Your dad's like Benjamin Buttons.
I don't know that that's plural, but
I like that he always makes it plural.
It doesn't make a difference.
Your dad watches sports like he's Benjamin Buttons. Like he just watched the second half. Now he's about to watch the beginning of the game. He always watches the end of the game to the beginning.
Shoddy Radio.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7-SHOTTY-NOW. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
If you want to look extraordinary, you're going to first have to go extreme.
Why did we choose P90X? You cannot deny the results.
This is P90X. It's about bringing it. It's about intensity. It's about finding out who you are. It's about finding out if you can get the best shape of your life.
The best thing for me is that every other day you do abs after your workout.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing for me because, like, I totally don't work out my abs and core ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can definitely see the difference or feel the difference.
Keep going. If you can keep going, find your maximum reps. That's how you get results.
Do you feel like you look different?
No, but my old lady says that since I started doing P90, I've been a Hellcat in the bedroom.
A Hellcat?
You dating?
This old lady named Blanche.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, Rue McClanahan.
To think that I can have abs like this now, after 4 kids in just 90 days.
Wow.
I was just totally excited, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just going to keep going with this.
A Hellcat.
She says I'm a demon between the sheets.
I think you misheard her. She said you keep getting semen between the sheets. Between the seats.
Between the seats of
where
her
you
car.
Guys are on the airplane.
Between your son's car seat.
What's the best compliment you've ever received about your sexual prowess? Has any girl ever said anything really like flattering to you?
I have had more than one girl tell me that I'm bigger than they thought I would be.
Hang on a second. That's like a backhanded compliment. But I gotta stop again.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean that I'm big. Right. It just means how small did you think it was going to be?
I gotta stop again. That watch, you gotta find that watch, man. I heard that watch again. You last time you said you couldn't find it.
Fuck, where is that thing? You know what's funny is I don't even hear it anymore because it just makes me so angry.
I totally heard it.
It's in here somewhere, just fucking taunting me with its little beeps.
That's a first world problem. You've got a watch somewhere and you don't even know where it is.
And as soon as you find it, you plan on breaking it. So it stops annoying you.
We've got so many electric watches that we lose track of them.
So a girl told you, a couple girls have told you that you're bigger than they thought you would be.
Then they had
imagined.
Because I guess all girls imagine, right? Like going in, like, oh, this is probably what this guy's going to be like.
But, right, that's true.
But I don't know if they do that to all guys or just like, well, he's half Japanese and he's 5'3". So I don't know if it's because of those two factors or do they just do it all the time anyways?
That's a good question. Do you guys have like when you're first with a girl, do you have like an idea of like, this is what you think it's going to look like downtown?
You know, I actually never think about that.
No, I don't think about that
either.
Are
you pretty much always pleasantly surprised, or have you guys ever been disappointed?
I'm usually weird, and I'm always curious on what their underwear looks like. Is that a weird thing to say?
I don't know. It's more like a second grader thing to say. I wonder what their underwear looks like.
I always wonder if they are wearing some of the fancy ones, or if it's like laundry day and they got the old cotton ones that have some holes in them, and they're like way too big and baggy.
If they have the old cotton ones and they're on a date with you, that means they probably aren't that interested.
No, I would say it's the other way, because I would think, well, shit, it's laundry day, and she knows that she's not wearing her gamers, but she was so impressed with whatever I did during the evening that she's like, fuck it, I'll risk ridicule, and I'll break them out.
Oh, I see.
So it could be kind of a compliment.
Right, that's true. It starts out as an insult, just like the quote-unquote compliment that she gave you earlier about...
Yeah, because she's like, I'm not going to get naked with this guy. I'll throw on my everyday cottons.
Right. She just has like one of those little kid cloth diapers on.
Yeah.
You have to use a safety pin to hold it.
The safety pins on the sides.
They used to be white, but now they're this weird grayish-brown.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever given you have you ever gotten any really complimentary feedback, Chris, on your...
I usually get girls telling me that my balls were a lot danglier than
I love the word danglier. Do they say it like in a really impressed way? Like, wow.
I really didn't think your balls were going to dangle that much. I am pleasantly surprised.
I don't think any girl's ever been pleasantly surprised by the amount of dangle that a man's balls have.
It's all about the angle of the ball dangle.
About the angle of the dangle.
I get compliments, but then I always think, well, I tell every girl I'm ever with all the same bullshit. So.
Yeah, you think like, oh, please. You tell everyone that you've never seen a 10-inch penis before. That's what I always think.
I do, like, worry about whether or not a girl's going to have a really smelly or bad-tasting vagina.
I was hoping you'd end that with asshole. Like, no, this tastes fine.
Sometimes you can get thrown off. Like, I've had girls that were, like, better, like, really good-looking on the outside, and you think, oh, they probably cleaned their vagina.
No. Oh, they probably.
And then on the other hand, other girls that weren't as hot on the outside with their clothes on, you know,
right.
An impeccable vagina. So it just goes to say you cannot judge a book by its cover.
It's like the old adage, man. I think that's what that was originally said about.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes you definitely can.
Like, there are some people where I just know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one.
You've made no effort to clean any part of your body. What chances that your coochie's going to be spick and span?
I'll tell you one person who I guarantee their vagina smells horrible. And you guys know this person. We went to high school with them. But can you imagine how god-awful her vagina would look
God,
and smell?
I can only imagine.
How god-awful that thing must taste.
Yeesh.
What if I had a vagina? What do you think that would smell like?
I just imagine her vagina just looks like a dilapidated house about to be scheduled for demolition.
That's what I think of every vagina right before I have sex with it.
Here comes the
is that what Danny calls his dick, the wrecking ball?
Here come the wrecking balls.
You want to know something, Chris?
What?
I'm going to tell you something that Ben told me in confidence.
All right.
Ben told me that every time he had sex with a girl and his balls slap against them and it makes the sound, he thinks of you.
Well, that makes sense. I talk about floppy balls a lot.
And then he says it sucks because he likes that noise and it means you're doing it well when you're having sex that way, but it takes him out of the moment every time.
Oh, man, sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to be balls deep and thinking about your buddy Chris. Do you ever get compliments on your balls? Are girls that into balls?
No girl has not ever given a ball compliment.
I've never heard a ball compliment.
Has a girl ever said, like, man, you have really nice balls?
I don't think any girl has ever said that.
Hello.
Hey. This, I don't know if I should say your name. You're on Shoddy Radio right now. We can disguise your voice if you want us to, but we're just going to use your name, but don't be panicked because we'll cut it out if it's something you're uncomfortable with, with going on the air. But, we have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about, I guess I don't know why I should start calling them testicles now. We said balls like 30 times in the last minute, but we have a question about testicles. We were saying like, mm-hmm. none of us have ever gotten a ball compliment from a girl. And no girl. We were wondering if any girls ever sort of been like, oh God, that guy's balls are really nice. Or if you guys ever, when you're amongst yourselves, you talk about guys' balls, or if you ever say to like one of your friends, like, I know girls brag about how big each other's boyfriend's penises are, but does any girl ever be like, My boyfriend's balls are really dangly.
My bachelorette party like a couple months ago.
Why didn't you invite me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, we talked about balls. We specifically talked about balls because I personally was just saying, like, they're not even a part of the, like, they're invisible. They're just, like, there, but yet they're just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even think about them. But it's because the person that would even care does not care to have any attention on
given to said balls.
Yeah, yeah. But some girls really like them.
Some girls really like them?
Yes, my one friend who you know.
What's her name? Like,
wait, say that again. Sorry.
This one girl that you know straight up said, I really just enjoy play with them.
Really?
And we're like, what do you mean?
What does she mean by play with them?
She went into detail.
Like she wants to play Monopoly?
Yeah, does she like move the balls and checkers?
No, I guess she just likes them. Like she finds them to be like an interesting texture and like...
Did you say like or lick?
Both.
So,
but anyways, I think most girls, and wait, when you say that you've never had a compliment on your balls, have you had a compliment on your penis?
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
but I didn't say I didn't have
a compliment. That's weird. I don't know any girls that do that. That would compliment a penis.
It's like, okay. They don't formally compliment it. They're not like, wow, you look good today. I like that outfit.
They compliment it in other ways.
No, like
right.
more sort of like, that sort of, you know, that weird breath where you can tell their breath, they lost their breath for a second and they kind of look a little scared but excited at the same time.
You know that weird thing girls do where their jaw literally hits the floor?
It looks like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, like Donald Duck and their tongue rolls out.
I think so. We definitely notice when your balls are weird. When they're too large. The proportions, the ratio, you know, it's like they're only noticed if they're
asymmetrical.
Really, the best case scenario is your balls shouldn't be noticed, and that's when you know that everything's okay.
Your balls should speak only when spoken to.
So basically, you want your balls to be like the referees in pro sports. If you didn't notice them, they did a great job.
Yeah, no, exactly. That means like your balls are great. But, you know,
if
they're a problem.
I wasn't in the group that said that they've never received a ball compliment because I distinctly remember my wife telling me that they had the perfect amount of wrinkle. Like she's like, you know, it's in that sweet spot area, like in between elbow skin and been in the bathtub too long.
Well, she's like a ball.
She's a ball aficionado.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A ball connoisseur.
If they're inoffensive, they're good, you know.
I like it when she's a ball hog.
Hang on, though. I have more questions. I'm sorry. So do you think, have you ever been amongst your girlfriends and one of them has said like, oh God, have they ever independently brought up a specific guy that they were dating's balls and said like, he has really nice balls. Has that ever, overheard that?
It's a complimentary way of bringing it up. Like I said, if you bring up balls, it's because there's something wrong with them.
So have you heard some of your friends bring up like that? One of the guys they were dating had something going on that was a little peculiar down there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What was it?
Like super hairy ones or really big ones.
Really big ones.
Yeah, and also smelly. My gay friend, he was really into who likes balls, and he's talked about some super gross smelly ones.
You should have seen the look on Chris's face when you said
some
that.
Guys don't take care of the business, and I think the balls are like a potentially musky area.
Yeah, definitely, that's where all your stank goes.
Yeah,
see, when I shampoo my ball hair, I always rinse and repeat.
Wait, Ben, do you actually shampoo your pubes?
Of course.
No, I do. I
like Chris to, you I really like do trim.
Yeah, I do.
Do you condition?
Well, I want them to be silky and smooth.
I've walked in on Chris once applying a leave-in conditioner to his pubes.
I stick my balls underneath the salon hot light.
He had curlers on his nut hair.
Chris uses Just for Men Touch of Grey on his... Yeah. He likes them to look distinguished.
I didn't want to go all gray, but I can't go jet black.
He touched them up before a job interview.
Actually, Chris has a...
I want my balls to look well red, but not like geriatric.
Just the right amount of experience.
Well, that's really interesting. I didn't imagine that balls were really a topic of discussion. I think the thing that brought it up was, what about dangliness? This is what actually brought it up originally.
I don't think we've talked about dangliness. But, I mean, balls haven't been brought up that many times. It's really very rare to bring up balls.
This is unrelated, but how often do girls bring up penal size among
You know what? As I've gotten older and all of us are getting married and have serious boyfriends, we don't talk about sex that much because it's really obvious who we're talking about.
Right.
Now.
It's kind of weird.
You know, back in the day, it was like, oh, this one guy, and you could pretend like it wasn't the guy that you were with. But like, I mean, most people have been with their guys for like 7 years now or something.
So if you were to tell like a little weird fact, everyone is going to know that that's...
No.
I'm not naming any names.
We bring it up maybe like at bachelorette parties now. That's like when we start talking about stuff like that.
What about back in the day? What was the weirdest or most impressive stats you heard from some of your girlfriends?
Oh, okay. I have a really good one. And you know this girl.
Oh, man.
Danny.
Is it the same girl that likes balls?
Yeah, is it?
No, it's a different girl. she one time dated a guy that we called the tripod. Basically, I kind of don't believe it to this day. He says that his girth was that of a mason jar.
Oh, that's possible.
I knew Chris was already preloaded with that no matter what you said.
I don't even... That's so gross. It's like stuck with me for years because like the visual of the...
Stuck with her even more.
So yeah, that was the most impressive / not really impressive, kind of scary.
When you say mason jar, the only thing that comes to my head is the fucking video that Chris and Ben made me watch, which was One Guy, One Cup, where the guy broke a mason jar in his asshole.
I was just describing that video to someone last night.
God, it's the worst thing I ever saw, and I did it for the podcast, so you guys owe me.
He stuck a mason jar.
That's one of the best podcast episodes, though.
You did it for charity.
Exactly. I put a bunch of... We had a swear jar for charity, and then I shoved it up my asshole. Shoddy Radio would go bankrupt in one episode if we started the swear jar.
I think we're already bankrupt.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that thank you for being so open and interesting, and let me know. We can totally cut your name out and or disguise
home address.
Disguise your voice, which I think might be funny anyway, just to have her like have everything she's saying sound like it's a exactly sound like it's coming from a kidnapper.
I don't think it was too bad what we talked about, except there was one part where I referenced the person that I was with.
Well, that was a person you were with way in the past. We enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, we had a ball.
Do you want to tell us that you're a big fan or anything? Like, long-time
tell
listener, first-time caller?
Tell us what your favorite episode and favorite cast member of Shoddy Radio is.
Yeah. We don't have many guests, so we want some ass guessing.
My favorite episode... I really loved the episode where you guys stole Producer Brian's phone.
That was a good one.
Although that one was just borderline really uncomfortable for me.
I was really uncomfortable during that one.
Chris seemed a little too comfortable.
I also liked when you barfed. I also liked when you barfed because of watching that video.
Oh, the...
And when you ate Chris's toenail.
Yeah, those are... Ian's a fan of the barf comedy. Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
We may call you. Well, yeah, I guess we'll just talk later about whether or not we should beep it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
See, I knew that that was a huge turnoff to Chris when she was like, "For me, the balls are invisible."
No, Chris doesn't. Chris isn't a ball play guy. I'm more the ball play guy.
Okay, so Chris likes them to be audible, not
right.
visual.
Not. He wants them to be audible,
yeah,
but
I want
if
to talk to my balls. Staring at
me. audible.com/balls, by the way, if you want a free audiobook download from Shoddy Radio.
Just type in the code balls.
Just type in the code Mark Maron.
we should do that. We should run fake commercials and tell them to run other coupon codes from other podcasts.
Yeah, that'll really benefit us.
Yeah, that would be the joke. Like, we finally got that audio. What's the one?
Audible.
No, what's the grill one? The Mangrave?
Oh, the Mangrave. Yeah.
So go to Mangrave, enter Ace.
It's because we're always calling Chris Ace.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Ace man. Why don't we have any sponsors?
You know what? Actually, that's a good question because, first of all, I've been wanting to talk about this, but putting it off for a long time. I'm really going to make a hard push to get Shoddy Radio even farther up into the iTunes rankings. And I know I hate talking about this, but we need everyone who's listening's help. If you're willing to, I mean, anything you can do is awesome, but iTunes reviews are super important. They've already gotten us into the iTunes, you know, top comedy podcasts, which has really helped more people find the show. I feel like I'm panhandling whenever I do this. We've done this
a
bunch of times.
Here's the thing. Like, how many years have we been doing this podcast?
I know, but I always
and
get...
And how many, like, hours have we put in? See, that's the thing. Like, I used to feel bad about this stuff, too, but it's like, I've given so many fucking hours of my life to this podcast. Even if you just kind of like it and just kind of listen to a few episodes, it's like, come on, you can take 2 minutes, and I don't feel like that's us being an asshole.
No, I agree.
Leave a review.
I always have that that sort of feeling when I just think about it. When I'm not on the show, but as soon as I start talking about it, I immediately think, fuck this, I'm going to bail and I want to cut this as soon as I start editing. But anyway, I'm going to leave it. So I'm going to be making a real push in the next, you know, couple months, and any help that we can get, we really appreciate. Sharing it on Facebook, sharing it, just if everyone tells someone else about it, that really, 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 really helps. That's all we have is a grassroots campaign because there's no podcasting, commercials or anything like that. So
did you tell our listeners also that starting in June that our podcast will now be $2.99 a download?
Yeah, that, I forgot to mention that, but I thought
we're gonna do that also, so go fuck yourself.
But no, we're not gonna do that, but we are going to add, and I've been putting off doing this, we're gonna be putting a new website up pretty soon, and on that website will be an Amazon click through link. So that anyone who, if you buy anything from Amazon, fuck every other podcast you listen to, use our podcast click through, which just means that we get a little bit of money back for every purchase that you make anyway.
Well, my wife alone will get us a new studio.
And then also just a PayPal donate. So if anyone wants to give us $5, $10, whatever it is, it's just going to go into the show to make things better for maybe Google Ads or anything that we can do.
And be honest, you don't need to go through Corolla's Amazon page to, I mean, I'm not saying that Corolla's not worth it, and he's not, I mean, he's way better than us and everything, but he has enough money that he, we need it so much more than they do.
Absolutely.
He has way more Lamborghinis than we have.
Exponentially more, I think, since until we get at least one.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to be putting up a new website, and we may be doing some type of a, even like a blog type thing where Chris and I, and maybe even you, Ben and Jamie, are doing sort of podcast, not reviews, but just sort of podcast news, just something along those lines to attract more listeners. So anything we can do to get more people to hear this. And again, we don't even get anything for people hearing this, but it can lead to good things down the road. That's all we're looking for. So any support would be appreciated.
And also, if this podcast starts turning around a little bit of profit, then I won't feel so guilty that my wife is downstairs reading my child a goodnight story from the Berenstain Bears.
On your birthday, by the way.
And I'm up here talking about balls for 15 minutes with some other woman.
Oh, man. That's really sad.
Speaking of which, let's try to call another woman real quick right before we go.
Okay.
Hello, this is Jennifer.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. I should warn you that this is Shoddy Radio calling you, and we're calling you on the air. So do we have permission to use your voice on the air?
Yes, you have my full consent. Your boys can do anything you want with me.
all right, well, so I guess we should explain the situation. So we were just talking on air about... we somehow got onto the subject of testicles, and we were realizing that none of us have ever really gotten a ball compliment. And I don't know if girls give ball compliments or if girls in general are attracted to men's testicles. So we're trying to call some of our friends to see if you see what
I
you
bet
girls.
Jennifer is.
Yeah, I feel like she's a kind of a gossipy type. But I just wonder if you ever if you've ever given a guy a ball compliment, or if you ever hear any of your friends like talking about their the guys they dated having nice balls or anything like that.
Oh my God, yes. The frayer the better.
The what?
The what?
The furrier the better.
She likes some furry, I guess.
Yeah, have you ever given a guy a ball compliment? Is that something like that you look for in a guy? Like, if you're dating a guy, would you think you're? Is that something that's on the? Is that on your sort of list of pros and cons?
Oh hell yes, I compliment balls all the time. I am a very polite girl.
Polite.
My last boyfriend had the floppiest balls I ever saw. It was glorious.
Her last boyfriend must have been Chris.
Yeah, did you and Jennifer ever date Chris?
I'm no comment.
What about you? Well, Jennifer, do you care to comment on that subject?
Chris, you shouldn't be so bashful. He was an excellent lover. He acted like my pussy was the only way he could get oxygen.
So you just used to breathe out of her vagina, Chris? I don't understand what
no,
she means.
I think the point is that he would just bury his face down there okay. Like he was drowning.
I get it.
And her vagina provided oxygen.
I see.
No, he ate me like a thirsty puppy.
I would have maybe chose drink.
Yeah, well.
Women are stupid.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So what about, have you ever heard any of your girlfriends, like do you and your girls, when you get together, just sort of sit down and like gossip about men's genitalia, about the guys you've dated? Cause like when we get together, we talk about, oh yeah, this girl's breasts or, I don't know. Do we actually do that?
I don't think we do that at all.
Yeah, I just realized that I said that.
I think it's less about body parts and it's more about what they allow you to do to those body parts.
Exactly. But I feel like girls gossip about specific body parts.
I think so, too.
Oh, God. We always gossip and brag. I love when my man's balls have been sweating all day. That makes them the juiciest.
Well, do you tell your friends about how juicy your man's balls are? Is that something you brag about?
Her man's balls are like peaches. They're the juiciest in the summertime. Peak season for the stone fruit.
Yes, I do.
Very matter of fact.
But they just get jealous of me. They know that Jennifer always gets the finest dick.
I'm going third person there. Do you have any friends who are like specifically ball girls? Like that's the thing they like?
Oh, yes. In fact, I am a ball girl.
Oh.
Right now I am recovering from 2 black eyes. I'll let you guess how I got those.
No, I'm not sure if she said 2 black eyes or 2 black guys.
I thought guys in the beginning too, but I think she meant eyes.
I think she got two balls that were slapping her in the eyes is what she's implying.
So must have been like an upside down BJ situation.
Right, exactly.
Unless there was like weird ball location.
That would be my guess.
Or they were so floppy that they would swing up on each side.
Man, that's pretty floppy.
That's pretty floppy.
Okay, I'll let the cat out of the bag. I got skull fucked. And brother, it was fantastic.
You want Hulk Hogan on us there. Well, what about any of your other friends? Do they, like, when you tell them, when you show up with 2 black eyes, are they kind of, like, jealous? Like, do they think you're kind of trying to show off that you got skull fucked? And showing off how floppy your man's balls are? And if they do think you're jealous, do you have, like, any one friend here or there that sort of will try to one-up you?
Oh, yeah. They know exactly what I've been up to. It's old Jennifer, they'll say. Always getting skull fucked. My homegirl Melissa knows how I roll.
Oh, your friend Melissa. Is she a ball girl too? I don't know how to say this and sound cool. Does she like the testicles? I don't know what to say. Like, is Melissa into testicles just like you? Or is she?
Is homegirl Melissa into testicles?
Yeah,
she chokes on sack all the time. But I always get the sweatiest, floppiest sack of all. That's why she is so jealous of me all the time. But it's cool. We are good friends.
Alright. Have you guys ever tag-teamed one guy's sack together? Or done anything like, you know, had any encounters, sort of kinky sexual encounters together?
Oh, yeah. One time we had a very competitive ball sack dug of war. But I let her win just because my throat was starving for some vitamin D. If you know what I mean.
Milk?
Hee hee.
Vitamin dick?
I think so.
She gets whole milk.
Jennifer's kind of a lady. She doesn't want to come right out and say it. She's real, real, like,
classy.
Clever.
Yeah, she says what she means. She doesn't have to, she lets her words do it.
She doesn't have to spell it out.
Right.
It's funny because that's whenever I hear Jennifer talk, that's, I think, words like classy and lady.
Yeah, yeah. She's just like a Southern belle.
I just want you boys to read between the lines. And by lines, I mean my labia. And by read, I mean dung fuck me.
So are any of your girls like not attracted to ball sack? Do any of them sort of like act grossed out by that? Like when you and, what's your homegirl's name again? Melissa? Is that right? When you and your homegirl Melissa start talking about balls, do any of them go like, oh, I don't like balls, gosh, or anything like that?
Only the lesbians. Honestly, I don't know any self-respecting hetero woman who doesn't like the savory taste of a furry nut sack.
I, li- like Jennifer because she's just like the every woman, you know? She lays it on the line.
Right.
Tells us what's really going
on. And again, really classy, like we were saying.
But in a classy way, yeah.
And she doesn't have to spell it out for us.
No, she doesn't.
She just tiptoes around it.
I like savory because that makes you think that there's like the perfect amount of saltiness and sweetness.
Exactly.
It's like it's all flavors hitting your palate at once.
I can't imagine. I feel like I might rather suck a dick than suck balls. I'm serious. I mean, honestly,
I choose neither.
You
didn't lead with that.
I thought it was assumed. If you had to suck one of, okay, I just finished playing soccer for 2 hours. I'm not going to shower. You have to either suck my balls or suck my dick. Which are you going to choose, man?
I just think it was weird that, like, out of the blue, out of nowhere, we weren't talking about what we would have to do. I would rather suck a dick than suck balls. Okay.
Yeah, but...
Well, besides what?
I'm saying if those were the two options.
What about the psychological trauma?
There's no psychological drama of sucking balls.
Nothing is going to come out of a ball.
Yeah, I'm just, you don't have to suck it to completion.
Hey, I can't help it.
Chris doesn't start a job he doesn't intend to finish. Chris doesn't do blow work, he gives blow jobs. Well, seriously, man, which would you choose?
What kind of situation is this? Like, gun to my head?
Yeah, gun to your head.
Man. I would suck balls.
I'm going to take that out of context.
Here's what I'm thinking. I feel like sucking balls is more degrading, but I don't want anything phallic-shaped in my mouth unless it's a corn dog.
Yeah, but... Don't you imagine that balls would taste so much worse? I don't mean just lick. I mean, like, put the whole thing in your mouth and, like, suck on them.
Yeah, but...
I just imagine that that's where all the sweat from your anus and your whole body just accumulates.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't like that that's my options.
But so if you had to choose, though...
I would suck... sweaty, stinky, hairy balls.
Yes, perfect. And I'll just... This next podcast is just going to be me asking you questions like...
Can that just be my new intro?
My only complaint about Chris was that I could never fit his cock and balls in my mouth at the same time. The reason is because his cock is like a veiny python.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say.
Veiny Python was a Monty Python impersonation group.
Was it?
No. Have you ever had that happen to you, Chris? A girl try to fit both of them in their mouth at the same time?
They've tried, yeah.
Has that really happened, honestly?
I
don't think that's ever happened for me.
What's the draw to that?
Mm. Well, what else are you going to do? You got to do everything.
Got to do something.
No, actually, I think I have had that once, but it was I was not excited at the time.
I feel like that's dangerous because once
when you say excited, like enjoying it, or you mean you weren't full erection?
I wasn't full.
Right.
Well, that doesn't count. That's cheating.
Yeah. Did she? And how are you not full erect with a girl's? What, did she wake you up that way? She snuck in.
Yeah. I feel like I'm good to go pretty early in on the transaction.
Well, do you have any other questions? Do you have any questions for Jennifer, Chris? You haven't said much.
Yeah, you've been strangely quiet this whole episode.
I don't like to teabag and tell.
tea and tell? Chris is such a gentleman. That's why you guys, I am surprised you didn't officially date, because you guys would have made such a good couple. You're such a gentleman, and she's so classy.
I know. It's fucking weird.
Hi, I'm Kendra, and I couldn't help but notice you were talking about balls. Incidentally, I love balls.
Wow.
Yummy.
Hang on, I'm a little confused.
Where did Kendra come from?
I'm not. Is she on Jennifer's line, or did she just walk into this room? I can't exactly tell.
Yeah, what's going on?
Is she over at your house, Ben?
No.
I don't know how she noticed this.
Wait, is she supposed to be at my house?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure.
I'm on headphones.
Not according to Sonia, she's not.
I'm Jennifer's sexy roommate. Jennifer had to go and take a shit. So I thought I would like to talk to some sexy boys.
so you overheard us talking to Jennifer about it. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can ask you some questions about that, about balls.
Take a shit. It's funny that I know that Jennifer's fake in a robot computer program, but still just thinking about her supposedly taking a shit grosses me out. You know what I mean? Yes. I'm just imagining this girl I know that doesn't even exist taking a shit. And I'm like, ew. Just don't tell us about it.
Right. Now, Kendra, can I ask you, what nationality are you? What race? What do you want to give us? Why don't you give us your stats?
I am white, but I have a Latin booty. And I suck dick like an African-American lady.
What does that mean?
And I am tighter than a Vietnamese virgin.
I don't even know if those exist.
Are they the tightest of all virgins?
Apparently. So, well, what do you look like? What are your measurements? I'm sure they'll be reasonable. And humanly possible.
I look really sexy. I have a super thin waist. But my titties are simply huge. Also, did I mention that I have a big Latin ass?
Yeah, you told us that.
So as you can see, I am very attractive and sexy.
Sounds good.
But I'm not a stuck-up bitch. I'll pretty much let any boy stick their meat in me. Because I like attention. And whiner.
And what?
Whiner. Is that like your favorite Jewish accountant?
I think she may have meant wiener.
And wiener.
And wiener.
I look really sexy.
Yeah, that's fine. We got in wiener.
And wiener. I look really...
All right, we got you. We heard you, lady.
Wait a minute, is she sexy? I forgot, does she like whiner?
Oh, man.
I am sexy. And I love wiener.
Oh, my stomach hurts. All right, so, well, that sounds pretty good. Kendra, is Jennifer gonna get mad when she comes back and finds you on the phone with us? I feel like she might get a little jealous.
No, she's taking a really big shit. And she will be glad that I kept you boys company.
Okay.
It sounds like a moose is dying in her ass.
Well, you can hear it from where you're at?
Yes, and it smells god awful.
Hi guys, I am back. I was just putting on some more makeup because I want to always stay sexy.
Really? That's funny because I don't know if you know this, but your roommate Kendra was talking to us while you were gone, and she told us that you were taking a shit just now, and it sounded like a moose was dying, and that it smelled god awful. Also, that was kind of rude of her to not say goodbye, Kendra. She just all of a sudden disappeared. Maybe Jennifer just took the phone out of her hand or something. I don't want to speculate.
What? That fucking bitch lied. In fact, she is the one who is taking a shit right now. She is such a liar. I am just sexy to poop. The only logs that ever come out of my ass are big pink ones.
Still kind of gross.
Hi guys, it's me, Kendra. I am sick of Jennifer's lies. She likes to spend hours in the bathroom just marinating in it. She is so nasty. The only reason I was in the bathroom just now was because I was giving her boyfriend a blumpkin.
How do you guys keep getting the phone back from each other so quickly without making any noise? It doesn't sound like there's a struggle. Is she giving you the phone, or are you or did you just take it from her, or what's going on?
This is such bullshit. I told you that if you ever gave my man any more blumpkins that we were going to have a pillow fight. This is fucking bullshit, bitch. It is Swan.
Wait, is that Jennifer again? Yeah, really
no, that was Jennifer.
Okay, so Jennifer got the phone back again from Kendra. Yeah.
I guess they're going to have a pillow fight about this blumpkin issue.
I don't understand. Do they both have access to the same line? Do they have like one of the AT&T family plan or something? What's going on here?
First of all, if we are going to have a pillow fight, I think we should hang up on the boys so that they don't have to hear the sound of our titties popping out while we wrestle with each other on top of our waterbed.
Wow.
It's on, bitch. And this time we are really going to fight and not just end up eating each other's pussies like we usually do.
Now, that was Kendra again, though, right?
Yeah, that was Kendra.
I feel like they should be introducing themselves before they fight. Maybe they'll just start randomly doing that. But it sounds like the fight's getting intense. Wow. Don't worry, you guys don't have to hang up on us. We'll just listen to the fight. It's all right. We won't be bored by it. Right, guys?
Right.
I'm sorry, boys. This is Jennifer again. We have you on speakerphone, so that is why you can hear both of us.
Oh, that makes sense.
I have to go, though, because me and Kendra need to make out and finger blast each other. Oh, wait. What I meant to say was that we are going to fight.
I was going to say, you guys made up really quick, but I feel like we just got a peek behind the curtain of what's actually going to happen. She accidentally slipped up right there.
For some reason, I don't think a lot of girls use the term finger blast.
I know. It does seem somehow demeaning towards women.
It seems less authentic.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess...
Well, I guess that's the end of that for now.
I guess Jennifer does do that. It does use that word. And all right, well, I guess we got our answer. So girls do like testicles. Some girls do. Yeah.
Kendra and Jennifer alone. Yeah.
There you go.
And they're just two regular girls.
Yeah, just random, just, couple of our friends that Kendra, we don't know that well. We only know her through Jennifer.
But I think we're going to get to know her better, though, in the future.
But Jennifer, yeah, just some girl we went to high school with.
That's right.
Remember her in high school?
I think I had PE with her.
All right, Ben, you get to choose your final meal. You're on death row. You're about to go in the electric chair. What are you going to do?
Ah, man, I would suck balls.
All right. It's your day off. You've been working all week. You finally got a day off. It's all to yourself. What do you want to do?
Ah, man, I would suck balls.
Okay. Ben. Tell me your ultimate sexual fantasy. You can do anything you want to a guy or a girl. What are you going to do?
Ah, man. I would suck balls.
Go back to high school. You just graduated high school.
I would suck balls.
Well, hang on. Let me finish the question. You just finished high school. You can go to college to do anything you want. What would your ultimate career be?
I would suck sweaty, stinky, hairy balls.
All right. Well, whatever. Thanks for being honest, at least. Did she not hear me when I said...
She's fucking howling down there.
Yeah, she got him to sing again after I told her, like, hey, can you guys try to be quiet? Now Tanya has the dogs howling.
Jesus.
Something tells me Tanya's going to be howling pretty soon.
Uh,
Hey, remember what I said?
No wonder why they're together. Tanya's fucking retarded.
I don't even get it.
I don't either. I just wanted to say something offensive about his girlfriend, and then he'll hear it later.
He just put on his headphones.
See, to me, that's the funniest thing, is that, like, I'm not doing it to be funny, but I just want him to go back while he's editing and he'll be like, I don't remember him calling my girlfriend retarded. That's a little treat for Danny later.
But anyway, yeah.